My name is Beverly Moore, and I'm on the counseling staff here at Faith Church, and I'm glad to be with you today. Let me go ahead and pray so we can get started. Father in heaven, we just thank you for your mercy and your grace and your goodness to us. We thank you that you forgive us because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And I pray, Father, that you would give us your wisdom and your help during this time, that you would be honored and glorified. We just praise you and thank you in Christ's name. Amen. This subject today is helping counselees who must care for their parents. In Matthew, we read, "The king will reply, 'I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these, my brothers, you did for me.'" As we look around, we see people are aging. And with the medical advances that we have today, people are living longer. So we shouldn't be surprised if we're going to help our aging parents. Here's some information from a website on long-term care. They define long-term care as this: when a person requires someone to help him with his physical or emotional needs over an extended period of time, this is long-term care. Here's a list of things that people might need help with: walking, bathing, dressing, using the bathroom, helping with incontinence, managing pain. There's a very long list here. So there may be times that we're going to help with medical needs or doctor appointments, providing meals, maintaining household chores, and shopping, running errands. There are many things that people will need help with. The need for long-term care might be due to a terminal condition, disability, illness, injury, or just the infirmity of old age. Estimates by experts are that at least 60% of all individuals will need extended help in one or more of the areas above during their lifetime. The need for long-term care may last only a few weeks or months, or it may go on for years. It depends on the underlying reasons for the care. So there's a good possibility that you will have a counselee come to you because they are put in the position of caregiver for their parent. This situation presents spiritual, emotional, and physical challenges. So in our time together, I'd like to address some of these challenges that a caregiver slash counselee might face and how to help our counselee view this opportunity from a biblical perspective. At the end of the session, I will share experiences that my family went through when we dealt with my mom's dementia. So according to 2 Corinthians 5:9, our goal is to please the Lord. So we will need to help our counselees think through this situation and discover how the Lord wants them to respond to this opportunity. God commands us to care for our parents and grandparents. It says in 1 Timothy 5:3 through 4 and 8, "Give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should first learn to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family, and so repaying their parents and grandparents. For this is pleasing to God. Anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." So it's clear that we are to care for our parents, our grandparents, and according to Ephesians 6:2, we're to honor our father and mother. And then we think about Matthew 22, the greatest commandment that Jesus said is that we are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and that we are to love our neighbor as ourselves. So it's clear from Scripture that we are to care and honor and love our parents as they age. So we need to think about some of the challenges a caregiver might face. Here's some that I've thought of. Maybe she already has a busy schedule and she's taking care of her home and her family. She may have small children still at home. Maybe she has a full-time job outside the home. Maybe it's a really demanding career. Maybe she doesn't live close to her aging parents. Maybe lack of finances to adequately care for her parent. Maybe she has a strained relationship with her parent. There could be some unresolved issues. She may have a lack of understanding of what her parent needs. She may be in denial. Maybe she's unsure about bringing her parent into her home or if she should look for maybe a nursing home or a long-term care facility. Maybe she's feeling distressed about not being able to adequately care for her parent. So she has to develop a long-term view of this opportunity. It would be really helpful if the whole family were on board, that they understand, they have a good understanding of what all of this is going to entail. They're going to need to learn to love and serve and put the needs of others above their own. And they need to understand that this is going to be a great example of the gospel. God is not surprised by these things, and God will help her, and he will give her the perseverance to trust him and to depend on him as he conforms her to the likeness of Jesus Christ. If your counselee is thinking about bringing her parent into her home, it's important that the whole family is on board and they have some understanding of what this will entail. This decision will affect everyone in the home, not just her. And this will take sacrificial love and service, especially as the family member continues to decline. Children and teens can see the beauty of the gospel lived out as they care for this loved one. These are important life lessons to learn, and to learn how to love and serve and put the needs of others above their own. So we need to think, it's challenging to think how life is going to change because of caring for an aging parent. It can seem overwhelming at first, and we can go through some key passages to help our counselee to think biblically about what she's going through. God promises that he won't give her more than she can handle. That's what it says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, that no temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you to be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you're tempted, he will provide a way out so that you can endure it. Now, it is sometimes tempting to doubt this verse. It sure feels like God is giving us more than we can handle. I think God really takes us to the very edge to make sure that we're depending on him and not on anything or anyone else. It's really important to remember that God will never put us in a position that our only recourse is to sin. Your counselee may feel really overwhelmed by her circumstances, but she has to believe that God will give her the grace she needs so that she won't have to succumb to anger or fear or self-pity. We have to remember that God says he's going to work all things together for our good. So she really needs to develop a biblical view of these trials and their purposes. This side of heaven, we're going to have problems. But God says that he will use all these things for a purpose, and it's a really good purpose. God intends to use this trial to help her mature and to complete the work he has begun in her as he conforms her to the likeness of Jesus Christ. We read in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And we already know Romans 8:28 that God will work all things together for good, and his purpose, according to Romans 8:29, is to conform us to the likeness of his Son. And then we've got the passage in James chapter 1. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kind, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. The truths in these verses help anchor our souls in the storms of life. God, in his wisdom, love, and sovereignty, has permitted these circumstances for his glory and for the good of his children. We want to help her understand we have limited perspective. There are things this side of heaven that we're not going to understand. I really love chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians. It really talks about suffering and how we can endure and some of the things that God's up to. And so you can encourage her with 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18, which says, therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. You know, many times our troubles don't feel light and momentary, but compared to all eternity, they are. Your counselee has to understand that this is all about the glory of God. This is about honoring him above everything.